What's up, everyone? It's Andrew Bermudez, co-founder and CEO of Digzy, the commercial real estate search engine. I'm here with my co-host, Bucky Beeman, and my other co-host, Natalie Wainwright. Bucky, what's the name of your company? What do you do? And who is your daddy?
What? Realty Growth Incorporated. I'm a commercial real estate agent in Rochester, Minnesota. My father is Robert Gale Beeman.
Sweet. You guys have the same name.
His middle name's different than mine.
Yeah. Well, you're like Bucky Rockstar Beeman, so I like that one better anyway.
Yeah.
What about you, Natalie?
I'm Natalie Wainwright with Logic Commercial here in Las Vegas, and I ain't telling who my daddy is, so how about that?
That's awesome. Well, hey, everybody that's listening or watching, if you're listening, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really, really helps us out. If you like the content, be a bro, be a homie, be a cool friend, and leave us a review. And then if you're watching this on YouTube, hit the like button and also subscribe because we release content every week. This week, man, it's been an interesting thing. I've been working for a month from home, and I know Bucky hasn't been hit as hard because he's still been dynamic, but Natalie, you've been working and you got kids and you gotta be going crazy.
It's, I take it minute by minute, not even hour by hour. Yeah. And then, so I'm in a month, I think today's like 33 or something. So yeah, but a positive mindset, being able to work still and get everything done and stay sane.
Yeah. So like one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is like, you know, a lot of commercial real estate professionals are feeling pressure. They're like, you know, sort of the economy dried up. Some people aren't getting paid on deals. Natalie, you were talking about that a little bit earlier. And you know, there's just isn't that much happening. So what I like to do is I like to dedicate this episode to us actually being able to discuss some of the things that where the opportunities lie. And some of the things that people don't think about, I mean, it's normal to, I don't know, be stressed out or be like have anxiety. And when you're in that mode, it doesn't really let you see all the opportunities out there. Having been a broker and benefited from, you know, the things that I learned in 2008, I was doing a lot of short sales. I met with banks, learned how to do short sales, and I was able to identify, you know, which buildings were gonna be going in short sales. And that was a neat little hack that I did back then. You know, you have all the business parks and we had tracked every building. So then you just look up the address and see if they're late on their taxes. If they're late on their taxes, they're most likely late on everything else, you know, because you definitely want to be in good terms with the government. And if you're not, most likely you're not in good terms with your lender. So that helped us out quite a bit. So we generate a lot of commissions during that time. This time is different though. It's because like the economy was going great and it's almost like a meteor hit the earth and everything's at a standstill.
Yeah, like a pause button, a giant pause button was hit.
Yeah, except everybody was still moving.
Yeah.
And you still got to live, eat, and breathe. So some of the things that, you know, there's actually a lot of things. So we'll probably break these out into different episodes. But one thing that I did want to do is kind of like leave our audience with actionable things. So I've prepared some content for us and that they can download and start applying right away. So one of the things is that most of us don't realize this. Did you guys ever hear that really, really cool quote by Winston Churchill about a crisis?
Nope.
So Winston Churchill, this is back when all the wars were going on, he said, never let a good crisis go to waste. And this is the opportunity too. So let's take into like if you're both a listing broker and or a tenant rep broker, most likely as a listing broker, you'll find yourself doing more tenant rep, right? You do have a benefit that you have listings. So the few people that are actively looking call you in your building, so you're able to see who's in the market. The other thing too is everybody's freaked out, right? So as a tenant rep, you have the ability to, you know, make consulting fees. You have the ability to also make commissions. You have the ability to have a lot of flexibility. And listing brokers, about, I think last time that Digzy did a survey, was like 60% of all the brokers do both, right? Tenant rep and agency listing work. So one thing is the opportunity here with the COVID thing is a lot of people are freaked out. Businesses don't know what to do. And there's a lot of opportunities right now to stand out from the pack and really just stick your neck out and create visibility. And also with that visibility, create a lot of value. So if you catch yourself up on, and I know Bucky's been doing this, which is awesome, on the Paycheck Protection Program, on the disaster loans, anything with the SBA, there's news every day. Yeah. Like you can actually be, you know, sharing this stuff on social media, sharing on like LinkedIn groups, et cetera. But you can also do beyond that. You can reach out to core decision makers or core influencers. So who are the influencers in this case, right? It's going to be the CPAs, the corporate attorneys, the venture capitalists, the angel investors, all the people that have and work with companies at, you know, the top level. So heading with the CEO, the CFO, et cetera, and actually get in front of those people and become a resource to them and their clients. And then also at the same time, you can become a resource to the business owner directly, right? So how do we do this? So here's one thing is many people, it's natural in the human condition to feel a little freaked out. And when you get anxiety or you're stressed out, usually, you know, creativity tends to shut down and you can't see the forest through the trees. So it's up to us as commercial real estate pros to really help them navigate through this. So a neat little thing is what you can do is you can actually just start telling, you know, business owners and provide advice as to what they can be doing. I mean, right now they're either laying off people, they can't pay their rent, and there's a lot of strategies. But what if you were to educate all of them, right? So what we've done at Digzy, and I wanted to talk about this, is I want to show you how you can get the word out. We've prepared some content for everybody that they can download. So we'll walk them through how to get access to all of this. But at the same time, they can actually start using this to generate leads and see who's interested. How awesome is that?
That'd be exciting.
Thank you.
All right, awesome. So here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and share my screen. Let me know if you guys can see this. All right. Awesome. So here's what we're going to do. So we've made it really easy. So you can create a free account on getdigzy.com. So that's the account that you use to like list your subleases, your buildings, et cetera. So you're going to go to getdigzy.com. Let me know if the screen is big enough for you guys here. Right.
Totally good.
So what you can do is you can just go to the submit a listing thing. That's like kind of like the shortest way. And then you can just sign up for a free account. Right. I already have an account, so I'm just going to log in. So I'm going to go and log into my account here. And what you're going to see is that when you go to, let's say, just click on your account, you're going to see this little green pop up here at the on the bottom right-hand side. You guys see this? And there is going to be a message, and then there's going to be access to scripts and templates. And what you're going to do is you're going to go lead generation templates COVID-19. So you click on that. And then what you can see is you can see two things. You can see the download the PowerPoint template and download the Microsoft Word template. So both these templates we're going to use to be able to generate leads. So we're going to download the PowerPoint template. We're going to click on that. And we're going to click download. All right. And now we're going to go back to the other one and we're going to download the Microsoft Word template right here. I'm going to download that one. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to open these up, right? So I have them open right here. So the first one is a PowerPoint. So what we've done is basically created something that you guys can send to marketing or your graphic designer or just customize it on your own, right? You can reword it, so all that stuff. So for example here, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to see, you know, reducing your commercial real estate costs. I would just grab the logo, right-click on it, and then basically, you know, replace the picture or insta picture, you know, just change picture right here from file online icons. And then Natalie Bucky, you guys can put your picture right here and replace it the same way. Put your first name, last name, your company name, your phone number, your email address, and then just get rid of this, replace your photo. And that's throughout the whole presentation so people can see it. But basically what we do is if you're looking at this presentation, let me see if I can go to, how do I go to... I don't use PowerPoint that often, so I don't know how to do this. I want to go into present mode. Okay. So basically what you can do is this is going to be a PowerPoint. You can turn it into a PDF. You can leave it as a PowerPoint, but you can send it to everybody in your database, and you can share it on social media. You can do a lot of stuff. But the cool thing we're going to do is we're actually going to make it so that you are able to share this. And when people download the templates you're going to share with them, you'll be notified and you'll have their contact information. Reach out and go, "Hey, Natalie, notice that you downloaded the information. Would love to connect and see if I can be of help." How does that sound?
Love it.
It's a great lead magnet. So basically in the presentation here, we have, there are five proven ways to reduce your rent expense during a crisis. So then there's rent deferment, renegotiation, blend and extend, as we call it, substitution of premises, and obviously the most, the dire ones are relocation, and sublease is a little bit less than that. So each slide tells you, okay, rent deferment. This is when a landlord allows a tenant to skip paying an entire or partial rent amount due to that. The landlord may ask for financials, blah, 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 blah. But you see this thing right here, download email template to request rent deferment from your landlord. That's going to be your lead capture. So same thing, renegotiation, when a landlord lowers your monthly rent by signing a longer lease and amortizing the difference over the term of the lease. And you can download their request template for that. And then substitution of premises when you move, blah, 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 blah. And this is kind of like an education packet, but then you're giving somebody something they can download so they can contact their own property manager or their landlord. But when they download it, you get notified of who they are and their contact information. So now you've got leads. Pretty cool, huh?
I am excited right now. I just want you to understand, why would you guys make this and then just let people completely refurbish it and make it their own? Like, what? That is amazing.
a couple reasons why, right? One, we are mainly a commercial real estate listing service, and it's free to get started. So the more the goodwill that we develop with our customers, the more they'll list properties, the more that they'll enjoy the benefits in that. And, over time, they'll upgrade their accounts. It's pretty simple, but it's really just to pay it forward. So then, you go to the last thing. So you got subleases, and you have like this call to action, like contact me discussing subleasing, and your contact information is on every slide. You see that? Relocation, the same thing. Contact me for a list of available properties. So we're going to customize this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to customize all of this here. But before we customize this, I'm going to show you guys how to create a lead capture for free, so that you can collect the information and get notified when somebody does these things. And we're gonna use MailChimp for that, all right? And then what happens when you contact me for a list of availabilities and then also download the email template? What we're gonna use for that is going to be, remember that Word document that I downloaded?
Yeah.
So I got that one, it's just firing up right now. Let me see where it's at. There it is. So as you can see, you can actually customize this too. So you can double click out here at the top. I'm a little bit going too fast on my computer. You can double click. What the heck? Oh man, I'm not having a good time with this one. Okay, so you can double click up here and then you can replace the logo, delete this and put your first name on the header and your address, phone number, all that stuff. And then you've got the email templates that you can actually use with people. So then basically they download this. This is going to be the download that's going to allow you to get the leads captured. So basically when they click on that PowerPoint that you share online or via email or whatever, and then they click to download that to get access to this, it's going to be gated through a little form that asks them for the first name, last name, and email. And then what it's also going to do is it's going to allow them to have something that they can be actionable. For example, the template to ask your landlord or property manager for rent deferments, like, "Hey, I hope this email finds you and your family healthy and safe. We've been having a hard time with the COVID situation and are in dire need of financial help. I'd like to have a conversation with you about possible rent deferment or other viable options. When's a good time to chat? ? Then your email signature, right? So then same thing for renegotiation, just a little bit of a different thing is like, "Hi, Mr. Landlord, Mrs. Landlord. I hope this email finds you and your family healthy and safe. We've been having a hard time with the COVID-19 situation, are in dire need of financial help. I'd like to have a conversation with you about possible renegotiation of our lease to lower our monthly costs so we can stay in business and not have to lay off any further people, period. Would appreciate discussing lease renegotiation and other viable options. When's a good time to chat?" And then your signature. So you kind of get the idea, right? You're giving somebody something actionable that they can download. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the following, right? We're going to use MailChimp. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go to MailChimp.com, and what we're going to notice is one thing. right, is that you can actually create a free account. A free account gives you up to 2,000 contacts and lets you send, I think, like 10,000 emails. So you can sign up for free right here, right, and use that. Now, I've already created an account, so I'm just going to log in instead. So I'm going to go to log in here at the top. Can you guys see my screen okay?
Yep.
Cool. All right, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a landing page. So the cool thing about MailChimp is not only email marketing, you can actually create a very simple landing page, right? So the first thing I'm going to do when I'm logged in is I'm going to go to audience, all right? And I'm going to click, you see the audience, it says Digsy Audience, this is my demo account. I'm going to go manage audience, all right? And where it says sign up forms, I'm going to maybe click on that. I'm going to go to settings first. All right, so you see it says audience name and that. It says audience fields and tags under settings. You see the third item here on the top. So I'm going to click on that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that I have first name, last name, and phone number. All right, so I'm going to click visible for phone number. And I'm going to say required. All right, and first name and last name is required. You see that? Email, of course, is required since it's mainly a thing. So that I'm going to do save changes. And then when I'm done with that, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a landing page. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, what's funny is the terminology here is not that intuitive. So you're going to go to campaigns, actually, here at the top. For those of you listening to the audio, link's going to be to the video. It's going to be in the notes so you guys can view this and go step by step. So I go for my audience, I go to campaigns, and then I go to create campaign. You see that? And then on the left-hand side, I've got something called landing page. So I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to have COVID. I'm just going to name the landing page, you know, COVID-19 templates. Right? I'm just going to be more specific. Rent reduction templates. And it's going to ask me what audience. I'm going to put Digsy, of course, with my main one. I'm going to click on begin. And this is going to make it really easy because it has templates already, right? So what I can do is I can go to one of these templates, and you don't have to make it fancy. All you want is the lead capture. That's it. So what I'm going to do, where is this? There we go. Oh, I selected the wrong template, I think. Let me go back. I'm going a little faster than my computer, as you can tell, Bucky. All right. So it's loading here. All right. So I'm going to select just a very simple template, and I'm going to just grab this one right here, Grow Your List. Right there, it's very simple. I'm gonna click on that one. And then I can put my logo on it. I'm just gonna leave it blank, I don't need it, and go, I'm gonna change this big enticing headline right there. I'm gonna change it to download templates below. That's all I'm gonna do. And I'm going to just kind of change this to, if you have any questions, please call me at, and I'm just going to do, you know, our Digsy number right there. And I'm going to center this right here. Okay. There we go. And then I'm going to click on this block here where it says email address. It says available fields. I want first name required, last name required. I don't want address. I want phone number required. You see that right there?
Yep.
And I'm going to change the subscribe button, right? In order to change that, I go to button, scroll down to the bottom, and I'm going to type in caps, download now. Okay. And then it says, after the form is submitted, send visitors to, right? I'm going to type in a web address, okay? But before I do the web address, I need to find out what it is, right? So here's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to get out of here, and I'm going to do a neat little trick. Let me see if I can confirmation message. I'm going to go back in here. I'm going to click save and close. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it so that I upload the templates to MailChimp and then have access to that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, you see at the top, it says brand. I'm going to go to Content Studio. I'm going to click there. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the template, the Word document that we've provided. And keep in mind, you can use your own letterhead, so you can copy and paste it, do your own fonts, et cetera. We're just giving you the content so you can get started ASAP. So I'm going to grab this and I'm just going to drag it in here. And that allows me to upload it, right? So now you see that the template is here. So all I do is click on this little link after it's uploading. I click on copy URL. All right. You guys still with me?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to go back to campaigns now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to select the campaign we're just creating. So I'm going to go with the COVID-19 rent reduction templates. And I am going to go to content and go edit design. And I'm going to click on the form and I'm going to scroll down. Remember, we changed the button text to download now. And it goes after that, what do you send them to? After the form submitted, send visitors to web address. And the web address is going to be the one that we, the content we just uploaded and copied a minute ago. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Got it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to click on save and close. All right. And what we're going to do is we're going to click on save and close again. So everything's fine. So it goes download templates now. Please call me with any questions. Now we've made it required email address, first name, last name, phone number, right? Download now. Now they can download the content. I'm going to do save and close. All right. And then it's asking me what the page title is going to be at the top. You guys can customize that when you will. And then the URL, it's asking me what I want it to be. So I'm going to click on add URL. And it says use MailChimp domain. Sure, you know, you can do your own thing. It doesn't really matter what you're going to do with this because you're just going to use it. So I would just call it templates for now, right? And I just click save. And now, right, so I have the URL right here. Audience tags, all that stuff. Okay, so we have it up and running. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the bottom. I guess it needs a page title. So I'll go rent reduction templates. All right. So see at the top, it says publish. Before I hit that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy the URL. You see that? So I'm going to highlight it, right click, copy, and then I'm going to hit publish. All right. So what we've just created is something that that's going to allow us to give people access to the templates, but we can capture the lead. All right. So one thing that I want to make sure is I want to make sure that MailChimp notifies me every time that somebody downloads this so I can call them right away. So what we're going to do to do that is we're going to go ahead and go to audience. And we're going to go back to manage audience and I'm going to go back to settings. And let me see here. I think it might be audience name and defaults. I think it might be that one. Campaign defaults. All right. New subscriber notifications. Get real quick time, get quick email alerts when subscribers join and leave this audience, right? So I'm going to go here and I'm going to put my email address on both of these. Okay. So that way, anytime that somebody downloads these templates to negotiate with their landlords for rent reduction or anything else, I'm going to save. They're going to get notified. So I just click save and that's it. All right. So we've saved the link. So here's what we're going to do. Now that we've created this landing page, we're going to see what it looks like. So I'm going to open up a new window and I'm going to paste the link to this. And you see this, Bucky? You see how we just created this landing page? And I'm just going to do Bucky Rocks at awesome.com. Bucky Beeman. And I'm just going to do fake phone number. And when they download the templates, you see that? Boom, it downloaded the templates. So they have access to it. And also, I've gotten notified via email. Let me see if the email came through yet in my email for this here. It hasn't come through yet, but it usually takes a few minutes. But I'll get, oh, there it is. You see that new subscriber to Digzy? Boom. So Bucky Beeman, blah, blah, and then I call Bucky. Pretty awesome, huh? It's a neat little hack, and you don't have to pay for extra tools to do that. Now what we're going to do is we need people to go to this page. How are they going to find it? So what we're going to do is a neat trick. We provided you with a PowerPoint that you can customize. We're going to grab the page. So we're going to grab the link that we just created. So we're going to go back to the campaign. All right. We're going to click on the campaign. And you see here, you don't even have to click through it. Here's the link to the campaign. I'm going to right click it and I'm going to go copy link address. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the PowerPoint. All right. And you see all the calls to action right here where it says, you know, download email template to request rent from your landlord. We're going to highlight this. We're going to right click on it. And we're going to click on hyperlink. And we're going to hyperlink to that. All right. Boom. We're going to go to the next page. It goes download email template to request blend and extend from your landlord. We're going to highlight that. Right click. Hyperlink. Boom. We're going to go to this one right here. Download email template to request substitution of premises from your landlord. Right click. Hyperlink. Boom. All right. And we're going to hit save. And then there's this other one where it says, hey, relocation. You know, if you're in a month-to-month lease or the landlord will allow you to break your lease early, you can relocate to a more affordable property, right? And you can do contact me for a list of properties. You can do that. What you can also do is we give people a free tool on Digzy that they can share all their listings or the person. It's basically your personal search like link. So like they get a tenant that you're prospecting or a buyer can search all the properties available. And if they inquire on a property or show interest, you'll be notified. So you can actually find that on Digzy right here. So if we go back to when I created an account to access these templates, you guys remember that? What I can do is I can see up here at the top where it says generate leads. And you see where it says capture leads via listing search. Here's my personal link. So, and it doesn't have any Digzy branding. So if I go ahead and copy it, you know, a tenant can basically see, a tenant or a buyer can search all the properties, commercial real estate for sale, for lease. Let's say the tenant wants to search for space in Irvine, California. And let's say they're looking for 5 to 10,000 square feet. They can click here. And they can start seeing all the properties available, right? When they request pricing or they view a property and want a contact agent or they want to reveal the phone number right here, you're going to get an email being notified that this person was looking for property. So the way that you can do is if you want, you can just say, hey, contact me. But if you want, you can actually use, give them something they can sink their teeth into and know that they're even more motivated to look for space. So basically what you do is you log into your Digzy account. You go to the top menu next to your account. It says generate leads. And then the capture leads via listing search. You click on this copy URL to clipboard. And it says copy to clipboard. You go over here to, you know, search available properties. I'm just going to change this, right? I'm going to search available properties here. I'm going to highlight it. I'm going to click on a hyperlink and I'm going to do that, right? Hyperlink it there. And then the last one is like, if you want to sublease, you know, contact me for subleasing, right? So now what we're going to do is we're going to make sure that this is saved, right? We're going to click the little disk icon right here, go to file, save. Right, so now it's saved. You can actually use this PDF or you can use the PowerPoint. So it doesn't matter how you use it. What do you guys prefer? Do you guys prefer to share a PowerPoint or a PDF of something?
PDF.
Okay, so let's convert this to a PDF, all right? Just make sure that when you share this, the PDF, the links work, okay? So I'm gonna save it as a PDF. And I'm going to do this to my downloads. All right, so let's take a look at that. So let's click on here, COVID-19. You see this, reduce your stuff. And you see right here, it's like download template email, right? This is for tenants that want to request help from their landlord. They're going to click on here to get the email template, and you're going to be notified that somebody's in the market that needs your help. Pretty cool, huh? So when they click on that link, look, there it is. Download templates now. So I'll just put, you know, natalie@awesomerockstar.com. Natalie Wayne. That's right.
You're fine. Better than Wayne Wrong.
That's pretty funny. And then when they download this, guess what? The template's downloaded. And guess what? You get a little email that tells you somebody is in need of your services. Look at that. Pretty cool, huh? What do you think, Buck?
Yeah.
So basically what you're using is you're using what's called a lead magnet, right? So you're definitely helping people out, letting them know of the things that they can do. You give them something really simple, which is just a PowerPoint presentation that links them to resources, because like if they're really interested and they actually need help, that you give them the content is going to allow you to not only give them the content, but you want to know who out there in the world is going through this. And that's what this whole simple exercise of using MailChimp to create a simple landing page and making the settings right so that you get notified when somebody downloads that, and then you can pick up the phone and call them. So how do we get the word out? So there's a couple things. So you can create an email to all of your people in your contact database and send them an email going, hey, just so you know, I know that, you know, you guys may be, you know, going through hard times on this. Here's a few ways to lower your rental costs, right? And you send them all an email with a link to the PowerPoint, right? Or you attach the PowerPoint, even better, if you're sending a mass email, if you're able to do that. Now, when they grab that, when they click and they download the materials, you know that that person is further down the funnel, right? You know that they're not just interested, but they've actually clicked on something actionable, which signals to you that there is further interest than somebody just going, oh, that's nice. They're actually communicating to you that, hey, I'm interested in pursuing something like this. You pick up the phone, you call them right away. Make sure you call right away. You want to be Johnny, you want to be Jamie on the spot, right? And you do that. The other thing too is you can actually use LinkedIn. So a neat hack that you will appreciate, Natalie, is LinkedIn groups, right? So if you don't, let's say you have a limited email list. Let's say that you have a limited network of people on your LinkedIn. By the way, I add everybody on LinkedIn. Somebody emails me, I add them on LinkedIn. If somebody communicates with me, I add them on LinkedIn. If my property manager for our HOA contacts me for our home, I add them on LinkedIn, right? So I make sure, because I want to make sure that when I post something on LinkedIn, everybody sees it, so it has wider reach. But the cool little trick was, who were the four groups that we talked about having influence in expanding your reach of you providing knowledge and expertise on how to deal with rental expenses and lowering those so that you can stay in business? We said CPAs.
Yep.
Corporate attorneys, venture capitalists, and angel investors. So what we're going to do is, you see right here on the top right-hand side, it says kind of like this little grid-looking guy. We're going to click on that, and you see where it says groups, right? We're going to click on there. And what you can do is you can explore all kinds of groups, right? You can do search for groups. You can do, you know, Orange County, you know, CPAs. Let's try that. So we'll do a search at the top. So Orange County CPA, right? So we'll type that in. And then we'll go to people, content, more. We'll go to groups. And there it is, 125 members, Orange County CPAs, right? I'm going to click on here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to request to join. And if they accept me, great, I can share it on there. But I'm just going to go to a group that I already have, right? So I'm going to go to a group that I belong in. Let me go here. And I'm going to go to Let me see which one. I'm just going to do this on the fly with you. Okay, so OC Tech Startup, right? Orange County Tech Startups. So we're gonna, we can do that. Or actually Banded Entrepreneurs. That's actually a cool one, right? So I'm going to go here and you see where it says start conversation. Yeah. The neat thing about LinkedIn is you can do a PDF or you can do a PowerPoint, but I'd rather do the PDF. So instead of clicking on start conversation, I'm going to actually retract that. I'm going to click on this little document icon. You see that? I'm going to click that and I'm going to click on choose file. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to downloads and here's my PDF. You see that? And now it's uploading. And I'm going to do how to get your landlord to lower your rental expenses. And what we want to do is, this is just in addition to sending an email to your network, in addition to sending a marketing email, in addition to emailing your database of contacts, in addition to doing anything else, what you can do is you can actually, you know, go on LinkedIn groups. I would share this and just have, you know, set it multiple times to repeat on Twitter or Facebook, but LinkedIn is a great resource because that's where business people are. So I would just focus on LinkedIn to begin with. Don't go hog wild. LinkedIn and email. That's all I would do. So LinkedIn, that means your personal LinkedIn. That means your join LinkedIn groups. And who's your audience? Entrepreneurs. It's going to be CPAs. It's going to be corporate attorneys. It's going to be angel investors and venture capitalists. So you want to join those groups. And then you're going to be the first person that starts saying, hey, for all you guys that are looking, that are being affected by COVID, here are some ways to lower your commercial rental expense, right? So that's exactly what I'm going to put here in this post. I'm going to go, for all of you that have been affected by COVID-19, here are a few resources to get your landlord to lower your commercial property rent to survive this crisis. Ping me with any questions. Happy to help. All right. And then, you know, you can add hashtags if you want. I'll just do CRE. And then I'm going to click post. And boom. Now everybody in this group is getting notified and they can go through the presentation like this, right? And they can go to like, oh, download this email template. So they'll want to click on that and actually see the email template and all that. So let me see if it allows you to actually click on here. I don't think it does allow you to click on there. It kind of sucks, but you can actually download the template or download the document, which is nice, and do it that way. But it's a good way to get, like, get in front of people and, you know, provide them a resource. And then as people click, and then not only do it on groups, but go to your own page, right, and post it there. So post it on your own LinkedIn page. And don't just set it and forget it. Post it every freaking day, right? Just post it every day in the morning because, you know, people, they might see it, they might not see it, it might get buried. Send an email to your network. If you want to find out which attorneys are working on in your market, you can use a tool like UpLead, which allows you to do a search for, hey, find me all the CPAs or attorneys in Orange County, and then you can get a list of their emails. You can do that. So uplead.com, so UPLEAD.com, and you can do that. So if you guys have any questions, you know, leave comments in the YouTube video or reach out to Natalie, Bucky, and I. All our contact information is going to be in the notes of the show. But yeah, that's all I have for you. Sorry, it was like a little bit longer of a tutorial than I wanted, but I want to make sure that I left you guys with something that you can download right away. So, you know, go to register for a free lister account on Digzy and click on that little button at the, go to your account first and then click that little green button at the bottom right hand side and click on the templates and you'll be able to find it. So Natalie, does this help?
It helps a lot. I think I love that you guys created this. I love that I can use it and make it my own. Yeah, absolutely. It helps. I think it starts the conversation. I do. I don't know that I'll be sharing the template letter as much as maybe I would. It's going to be very pointed who gets those template letters. I think they're brilliantly written and they get to the point of it and they could be helpful. But I also think that you're outgunned. It's like showing up to a gunfight with a knife. If you call a landlord. This is what they do all day long. This is what their brain is. If you do an agent, you go through the agent, this is what they do all day long. This is their bread and butter. So you are outgunned. And if you're using phrases like blend and extend and you're not in the business, you will still get eaten alive.
Well, the one thing you do want to do is you want to know who the people are that want to do that. So yeah, you can give, I mean, it's just like that, what you've said before, right, Natalie, like you can give people, you know, a fishing rod, but only like 10% of the people actually do anything with it. Like I remember you mentioning all the stuff that you give away on LinkedIn, but you got to figure out a way to actually know who has interest enough to actually pursue on the content. Because that way they might just download it and that's a low commitment. And if you say, hey, contact me, it's a little too much friction. So they may contact you tomorrow or Thursday or when it's too late. So whatever, however you pursue it, if you don't share that template or anything else, Natalie, I would advise you that you figure out a way to have something gated that's of high interest behind a landing page so that you're able to identify who has that interest.
Absolutely. Yep. I agree.
That's the only thing, because yeah, you shouldn't be negotiating on your own. Like that would actually be, as soon as somebody downloads the templates, I'd be like on the phone going, hey, you know, I sent you a template. Great. You know, tell me a little bit about your situation. You know, here's the main problem that I see is you don't want to approach your landlord directly.
And I would also include in the letter as an add-on all the things that your company has maybe already done or implemented to deal with the crisis, whether it's staff reductions and layoffs or salary cuts, bait concessions, vendor concessions. So maybe a show of good faith of like, hey, this isn't my first stop, Mr. Landlord. I have implemented these things in my company.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would definitely add to it. So the one thing is use what you can from us. We just try to make it really easy for you to get started, especially since—
Which is so great. I love that you did that. I'm so thankful.
Well, I'm thankful of the team. It's a team effort here at Dixie. So,
no, I mean, when I say you, I mean Dixie. I understand it.
Yeah. Cool. No, I appreciate it. I'm sure that the team appreciates it too. Any comments, Bucky? Like, have you done anything like this before or anything like that?
I haven't. I think one of the reasons is just because of the steps to do the landing page. For me, not knowing how to do it, I just don't dig into it. But it's obviously not as difficult as some may think, especially using a tool like MailChimp.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll make sure to link to the video so people know how to do it step by step on here. Yeah. So that's all I have for you guys today on that note. Anybody have any comments, questions, anything else that we want to chat about during this episode?
I don't think so. I think we nailed it.
I do have a request though. I think Bucky needs to start wearing that hamburger shirt all the time. haven't seen that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Did I miss something?
Oh, he has this shirt that has like tiny little hamburgers all over it.
Why does that sound familiar? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I demand. I don't ask. I demand. We all.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Next episode for sure.
I
guess a couple things I would maybe just see where this conversation goes. So deals that I'm dealing with right now. Later today, I'm meeting with a bakery that is multiple locations and they're trying to determine what is the next steps. Do they reopen? Do they reopen all their locations? And the referral came from their landlord actually. So just thinking about how you can be in touch with landlords that may have some of these small businesses and just providing that, you know, I really feel I'm going to go in being an advisor to their whole business kind of currently and where they're trying to make their decisions and not trying to move too quick. And, you know, just let's really think this through. So that's one I'm working with. I was fortunate yesterday to get a building under contract that we had, the buyer had made an offer over a month ago. It got denied. And after much thinking, and I think also the change of the economy, the seller came back and said, I'll do that deal. And so just keeping those in mind too, if you have any offers that are out there and just sitting on the vine, it might be worth trying to drum them up again and see what the heck you can make happen with that.
Heck yeah. Yeah.
That's absolutely pretty awesome.
Congrats. That's awesome. That's really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm going to, Natalie, I'm going to buy you a baseball bat with barbed wire called Lucille and send it to your house.
Why?
So all those landlords that aren't paying you have something to remember you.
I'm a huge believer in karma.
I am too.
Yeah. I'm not going to not show their buildings in the future if they don't pay me or anything like that, because that's not what's good for my client. I'm a believer in karma.
Yeah. Well, luckily it's not a lot of
evil grin. Evil grin.
Yeah. There we go. All right, guys. So, we'll let you guys go and, let's catch up after this, in 1 second. So don't go away. Okay. And then for all you audience, thank you for listening in. Make sure to click all the links, are below that you need, for contacting us or any of the templates or any of the content that we've shared today. Till next time.
Bye, everybody.